Good evening. My name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Dear, does any member of
the second
your
one?
Work?
Oh, this is a recording.
No, this is not a recording. I'm conducting an opinion survey in your community.
Okay, I just got one, but you can ask me questions.
Thank you. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No, but the question sounds familiar. Maybe you're saying the same thing the other girl said, but go ahead.
Okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Republican.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I will vote August 20th.
Thank you. What is your age?
90 years of age.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, we have a Republican governor, so that's good.
Thank you. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., cultural issues like standing up against the woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, economic issues like taxes and government spending, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, or public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration.
The last one, illegal immigration is the worst thing that's happening. It's ruining our country.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. David Jordan.
Don't know him.
Thank you. Mike Levine.
No, I don't know him.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Did you say that he's the governor of Florida? Is that the one?
Well, in this case, Ron DeSantis. Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so do you have a very unfavorable opinion from him?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Keith Farner?
Don't know him. I got one name in front of me for state senate.
Thank you. What about Mark Jordan?
No, I don't know.
Thank you. Nan Cobb.
That's a woman, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, I think I'll vote for her.
Okay, so do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable opinion about her?
Well, I got some literature in my hand. I got in the mail. Nan Cobb stands with President Trump. Well, if that's true, I'll vote for her.
Okay. So with your opinion about her, therefore, would be very favorable or somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable, somewhat.
Thank you. What about Anthony Sabatini?
Don't know him.
Thank you. Kerry Baker?
Don't know him.
Thank you. Adi Owens?
Don't know him.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm going to vote for him in November.
Okay. Okay, and your opinion, then your opinion about Donald Trump would be very favorable, or somewhat unfavorable?
Very favorable. Just remember his 4 years were wonderful years.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Adi Owens, Mike Levine, Nan Kov, or Keith Farner?
Did you say Bowen, B-O-W-E-N?
Oh, it would be Adi Owens, O-W-E-N-S. Adi Owens, Mike Levine, Nan Kov, or Keith Farner?
No, but there is a Bowen. B-O-W-E-N for okay. State Senate. Maybe you'll come up on that.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Adi Owens, Mike Levine, Nan Kov, or Keith Farner?
I don't know any of them.
Thank you. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Repeat that again, please.
Absolutely. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Got worse with Biden. He's a jerk. The first thing first thing he did was to close down the Keystone oil pipe. Let go of hundreds and hundreds of workers. I'm sure they're not going to vote for that jerk. Now we're not getting any oil from that pipe. We're going overseas and paying high price for very poor oil. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And well, generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Statement one, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless war overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principle. Second statement, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in the government. Which of these two statements comes closer to your opinion?
I guess it's good when both the Democrats and Republicans agree on something. So that's good, I guess. But I doubt if they ever will.
Okay. And which of the following comes, thank you, which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November, or while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president, or the third statement. Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has a severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Which of these three statements comes closer to your opinion?
The last statement you just made.
Thank you. And now, as you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipated anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate, so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The state one, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filled as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. Second statement is, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. From this to a statement, which one comes closer to your opinion?
The names didn't, I don't know these names. I know Bowen, D-O-W-E-N, he's like a Chinese or a Japanese, and he will cut unnecessary regulations, lower taxes to help more business grow and create more jobs to help Florida families succeed in achieving their own American dream. It's B-O-W-E-N for State Senate.
Okay.
If that means anything to you.
Okay, thank you. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would it make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Would you vote for a candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent? Much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, or much less likely to vote, or no difference?
Not likely to vote.
Thank you. Would it be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
The worst likely, you know.
Okay. Okay, thank you. A candidate, would you vote for a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants?
Say that again.
Absolutely. Would you vote for a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants?
I don't believe in hiring illegal immigrants. I didn't catch what you're saying, but the worst thing that ever happened is, I think I told you before,
okay.
Biden, of course.
So,
you know, the illegal immigrants coming to Florida is stupid Biden's idea.
Okay. And would you vote for a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote, or makes no difference?
I don't believe that statement that the other person said. I like DeSantis.
Okay, therefore, would you vote for a candidate that says that statement? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Would you vote for a candidate who only recently became a Republican and did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference?
Less likely that I would vote for him.
Less likely.
Yeah, if that you. Means I don't want to vote for him, that's what I mean.
Thank you. That less likely would be somewhat or much less likely.
Just won't put me down the worst, but I don't want to vote for him, okay. Whatever that one is.
Okay. Would you vote for a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years?
Of course. I mean, well, it depends whether he's Democrat or Republican.
Okay. So would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, or much less likely to vote?
If I don't know his politics, I won't vote at all, I guess. I don't know if he's Democrat or Republican.
Okay. Well, this was just, these statements might be just generally speaking, but next statement will be, a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote, or makes no difference?
Most likely I would vote for him.
Thank you. And a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums. Much more likely, somewhat more likely. Okay.
I wouldn't vote for a person.
Okay. Thank you. And a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in a state government.
No, I wouldn't vote for him.
Thank you. That would be a somewhat or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely to vote.
Thank you. Would you vote for a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased?
I would not vote for that person.
Thank you. Would that be somewhat or much less likely to vote?
Less likely to vote. The lowest you have.
Okay. Thank you. A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican. Would you be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference?
The first one you said, yes, I am likely, much likely.
Thank you. Thank you. Would you vote for a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars?
No. How bad enough as it is.
Thank you. Would you vote for a candidate who has served on the Houston City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote, or no difference?
Is he Democrat or Republican?
Oh, this statement might be independent from the political party. Just
I don't
based
know.
On, the, on the statement? Oh, okay. And, well, would you vote for a candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress?
That sounds good. Yeah, I would vote. Yes.
Okay. That would be much or somewhat more likely to vote?
Much.
Thank you. Would you vote for a candidate who says they are seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level. Much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely or no difference.
Well, I wouldn't vote for him, whatever that is.
Would that be a somewhat or much less likely to vote? Somewhat or
much less likely to vote.
Thank you. And the last one of these statements, would you vote for a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats?
Say that again.
Sure. A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats. Would you be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, or much less likely to vote, or make no difference?
Make less likely to vote. Last one. Next to the last one.
Thank you. And, well, you will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a Republican conservative.
Thank you. Would that be somewhat or very conservative?
Very.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
High school graduate.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
That's a murder, so I'm pro-life.
Thank you. Would that be strongly or somewhat pro-life?
Strongly. They shouldn't kill the babies.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Sir, I really do appreciate your available time and your opinion.
22 minutes. I have it on my phone.
I really
do appreciate
that.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you. That's all right. You're the second one that contacted me and asked questions. I had a lady call last time. My 15 minutes to all was about an hour ago. So I'll let you go now.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time, sir, and have a wonderful day. Bye for now.
Right. Bye.